Well, good afternoon, guys. I'd like to welcome everybody to this week's Impact Wrestling Media Teleconference. This is Ross Foreman. Two special guests for us this week, and let's just kick it off right with the mastermind of the Cult of Lee, Trevor Lee. How you doing?
I guess we'll kick it off with me. This is my show, right? You're bringing me in, you're bringing in the Cult of Lee. You want to talk to Trevor Lee. Caleb Connolly just happens to be here. Ain't that right, Caleb? You there?
That's right. I'm here. Happy to be here.
You're supposed to come in and say hey to me first. I didn't even want to hear Ross. I wanted to hear you, Caleb. You haven't called me all week. I've been calling you.
I'm trying to get all my Christmas presents wrapped on this for you, man.
I understand. I'm glad you're doing good, Caleb. I missed you. We'll talk more.
The recording has started.
Well, guys, I don't mean to chime in. If I may, let me just ask, how are things going for you? Getting ready for the holidays? New Year right around the corner?
Yeah, now that you mentioned it, Ross, it is the holidays, and maybe that's why Caleb hasn't been answering my calls. I think he's been trying to give me a good gift, and I feel like if he just were to talk to me, he probably would spoil it. So I'm glad you brought that up. You really cooled me down. I don't want to come into this thing too hot. But other than that, I've been good, you know? Just holidays here, time to relax, enjoy myself.
Caleb, do I assume you've been shopping for the past 3-4 days just to try to find something for Trevor?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got my eye on a couple different flowery shirts. I know how he loves them. I can't quite narrow it down to one. I might just have to get them all.
Good answer.
Trevor, are you getting a gift for Caleb?
Well, you know, the gift of work, the gift to be able to just sit under the learning tree, Ross.
It's all the only gift I need.
All right, well, I don't want to break out of the holiday spirit, but let's talk about what's going on in Impact. Caleb, Trevor, Chanda, well, I guess, like, how are things going for you, X Division, these days? You got a lot of people gunning for both of you two.
That is right, Ross. There are a few people, there are a few competitors, but still the champ, and that's all that matters. That's really all that matters. There can be contenders. Hell, there's contenders, Ross, that are scattered throughout this planet, not even just in the Impact Zone, that would just die to have the X Division chance. But, as long as I still got the title, none of that means anything. Caleb, as for Caleb, you know, he's got me on his back, and I got him, so that's all that matters, man. That's all that matters.
As long as we're together, no one's taking that out.
I'm just wondering if either of you two is going to sing, "I Got You, Babe."
No, we're not in the musicals quite yet.
All right. Well, there's always time. Well, let me ask you guys. We go back to Orlando, January 10th through the 15th. What are your thoughts about going back there for next round of Impact tapings?
I'm pretty excited to head back to Orlando. Canada was really fun. Canada was cool. Not a lot of people wanted to be on my side in Canada, and I understand that. And also, it's freezing cold. I'm going to absolutely love to be in moderate weather and not 19 degrees and snowing.
Yeah, we don't want to do too cold. The cold sucks. We gotta bring it back to the short shorts of South Florida.
Exactly.
All righty, well, with the short shorts Daisy Dukes mentioned, we will open it up for media calls and questions at this point. Chime in with a *6 if you have a question, and please make sure you direct it who you want the question for, be it Trevor or Caleb or both. And please identify yourself and your media outlet when you ask a question.
Q&A session has started. To ask your question, please press *6.
Hey guys, this is Viju from Sports Kira in India. My question is actually for Trevor. So you were part of the M Dynasty. I was wondering if you were following the Twitter altercation between Shane Helms and Mia Khalifa, the adult film star, and your thoughts on the same.
Honestly, man, I don't know how to answer this question. People bash professional wrestling, I guess, but Shane Helms, he's a master with words, and I guess that's all I can say.
Okay,
This is BQ from the Impact Lounge. My question is for Caleb. Back when you had signed for it with Impact Wrestling, after it took quite some time before you got on television, was it because the company didn't have anything for you, or was it something you requested?
Oh, no, I request to wrestle all the time and get paid as much as possible. I have no idea why I sat at home for almost 7-8 months, whatever it was. I would assume it has to do with the changing of the guard as far as the creative side goes, but, you know, what's in the past is in the past, but I'm on TV every week and now I'm part of Cultural League, so that's really all that matters.
To be honest, here was the real reason. Caleb just wasn't cutting it at the time. There was stars like me that just deserved the TV time, and there was no room for Caleb. So that's why I found Caleb, and that's why we're at where we are at now, is because I gave Caleb that little extra bit that he needed. And now look, everything's great.
Perfect.
Hey guys, this is Brent Matthews, Vidmo.com. I just want to hear your thoughts on the pre-existing friendship, if any, between you guys before the recent relationship on Impact Wrestling.
Oh man, Caleb's been driving me up and down the road for years.
Yes.
Caleb, I don't know if he's always been my friend, but I've always loved Caleb. And finally, when Caleb let me in, and when Caleb decided that, hey, maybe this Trevor guy knows what he's talking about. We've been best friends ever since.
Trevor absolutely knows what he's talking about.
Trevor, we have an email question from a reporter who actually said, please don't mention my name because I'll be embarrassed that you say this. But, Trevor, what would it take to get you to shave your head and get a haircut?
Oh, man. What it's going to take is a real hot summer day when I'm just tired of sweating. That's probably all it's going to take. But if I could ever... You know, I don't know. Probably never. Maybe we can get it all the way to the floor. That'd make for some sweet hair whips.
My name is Stephanie for Steel Chair Magazine in UK. My question is for both of you. 4 months ago, we had a major call with you, Trevor, Sanjay Dutt, and Loki. And when we think about 4 months later, the face of X Division completely changed. And I want to have your impression from both of you on this complete evolution of the division. And thank you.
You said 4 months ago and the face has changed. I think the face had changed probably about 2 years ago when I got here. This isn't my first X Division title run. I'm talking to a three-time X Division champion, and I've been in the company for 2 years. The face had changed a long time ago. Yeah, maybe Loki was a champion 4 months ago, maybe, but that wasn't the face. That was just a guy holding a spot. That's all that was.
And for you, Caleb?
I think 4 months ago, Trevor Lee was the champion. I mean, I don't really know what you think 4 months has changed. The Cult of Lee is the top of the top here. And it's not changing anytime soon.
Go on, Caleb. We're getting there.
I'm getting there.
Hey, Caleb, I think a good follow-up question to her question would be, take you two out of the equation. Who do you guys view as the all-time greatest X Division competitors?
I'm going to let Caleb answer this one first.
Ooh, if you're taking Trevor out of the situation, you're taking me out of the situation. I mean, I can't really think of anybody. I mean, there's been a slew of guys, but I mean, I don't really know, man. I mean, it's Trevor, really.
See, Caleb, that was a perfect answer. Now I'm going to bring in a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of background history. Now, X Division guys, look at Petey Williams, a guy that showed up out of nowhere, just like Sanjay Dutt, a guy that showed up out of nowhere, just like Low-Key, a guy that showed up out of nowhere. All those guys were excellent in the X Division. excellent in the X division. But now it's a new day, right? Now,
yes, it is.
Trevor Lee is running the X division. There is no one in the X division that can do the things that I do. And I can do everything that they do. So how does that work out? How does that play out? Next question.
Hey, Ritu from SportsKira again. My question is for Caleb. How important is playing suicide for you? And considering how many people have been suicide before you, is it a highlight of yours?
Yeah, I don't know anything this guy's talking about.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about that either.
Well, can someone translate? I must have misinterpreted what he said.
It sounded like he said something about being suicided.
I don't even like logic.
For you to be suicidal. I thought you were on a healthy track.
Life's pretty good right now. There's no reason to even think about suicide.
Yeah,
when I was a child, I used to put all of the cups in the fountain and do every one of the drinks, and they would call it a suicide, but that's about as far as I went.
Hi, Ryan Bowman from thegorillaposition.com. Trevor, this question is for you. You mentioned that you're a three-time X Division champion already, and you're still very, very young. How does that give you an advantage, having such an early start in the business now, and how does it give you an advantage long-term as you progress in your career?
Well, it's kind of obvious. How does it help? I'm 24 years old. I haven't even reached the peak of my life. My body is still growing in ways that I don't even comprehend. And yet, I'm in a room full of dudes that have already been past that peak. They've already reached the pinnacle, and now they're just riding the slide back down. I'm still climbing that ladder. I'm still doing those pull-ups and making each run harder and harder. I'm still going to reach to that top. And I'm not even close to there yet. And I'm already a three-time X Division champion and a world tag team champion. Let's not forget about that. I'm almost a Grand Slam champion, and I'm not even 25 years old yet. What do you mean? How can you not see the benefits? How can you not see the uprise? I mean, Jesus, I'm here for a long, long, long time.
Hi, DQ again here from the Impact Lounge. What is the status of Andrew Everett in the Call of Lee?
Well, here's what happens. If you don't produce for me, if you don't make my life better, then unfortunately I can't do the same for you. I'm here to make people's lives better. All I've tried to do for Caleb is give him more. Give him more opportunities. Give him more reasons to shine. And, ultimately, that helps me out. We're helping each other out. Andrew Everett, I tried to bring him in, and yet his head just kept knocking. I guess he still had problems with me. All I was trying to do is look out for him. Now, unfortunately, I don't have to let him think on his actions. There may be a chance for him to come back, and there may not be. We're still friends. We've known each other for years, and he's always been like this, so he'll either come back around and he'll come back begging, or he'll go do his own thing and we'll continue to do our thing, and that's when.
Stephanie from Stitcher Magazine again. One of the topics suggested in the for this this conf call, it was the idea of you two as a tag team. Is it something you ever considered? And do you see both of you becoming the world tag team champions in the future? Thank you.
That's a good question. Of course, we can be.
Have you never
watched
on the show? We've been tagging all the time.
Of course we can be tag team. We're great. I know what he's going to do, and he may understand eventually what I'm going to do, but that's what we're working out. That's what we're getting there. Of course we can be tag team champions. I won the tag team champions with a guy that hasn't won a match in 2 years. So, yeah, I think me and Caleb could take those titles, but that's not our focus right now. We can't just go around taking everything, all right? It's one thing at a time. And this maybe the Coda Lee will be tag team champions, but only when Trevor Lee wants to be a tag team champion.
Hey guys, this is Grant Matthews with HiddenRope.com again. Speaking of the Cult of Elite, is there anyone else in the roster that you might be looking to recruit into the Cult of Elite in the future?
Not a bad question.
There's a few candidates, you know. Can name off a couple. I'd love to have Moose. I'd love to have EC3. I'd love to have Bobby Lashley. I'd love to have Eddie Edwards. I'd love to have, let's see, who else? Caleb, you got any suggestions?
Ooh, I think Bobby Lashley is a really good one. How about Goldberg?
I think every person I just said are all top of the line candidates and would all love to be a part of the Cult of Elite. It's just, you know, it's just timing. It's timing. Just gotta figure it out when that time's going to be. But I think that'd be a good satisfaction. I think we could get some things accomplished with that group.
Trevor, could you see a Knockout joining your entourage?
Caleb gets real wild around girls. It's best to just keep them as far away as we can as we're trying to get things accomplished.
Same question, Caleb. Would you like a Knockout among the Cult of Elite?
Would I like a Knockout? I mean, Trevor knows me. Trevor knows that. You really, if we want to accomplish what we need to accomplish, then, you know, that's kind of my kryptonite. You're going to have to keep that as far away, keep that on the back burner. Look, we're here for business. We're here for championships.
Caleb's too pretty of a boy to be having girls around, guys. Just too much tension.
Hey, Rinju from Sports Killer again. My question is for both of you. How was it wrestling in India? And a follow-up to what I asked Lars, if Caleb is not suicide, who do you guys think it is? Thank you.
Yeah. Me and Caleb had a great time in India. Me and Caleb woke up every morning. We ate the wonderful fruit. We worked out in the gym. That's where we started the seed, the little seeds that we needed to grow such a beautiful plant. I've been wondering myself. I'm also trying to figure out who was the Mumbai Cats.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was a local guy. I saw him walking around cutting weird blocks.
You have any idea who Suicide would be?
Well, I mean,
Davey Richards sounds like a
girl. Davey Richards. Nobody's seen Davey Richards in some time. It could probably be him.
Maybe there is no coincidence.
BQ here from the Impact Lounge. I was on my way back home from work last night at 1 a.m. swing by Denny's. I heard Trevor Lee is a IHOP guy.
I don't know what this is about. This me being an IHOP guy. You know, just sometimes on the road, you don't get to eat until midnight or so. So, I mean, yeah, IHOPs are usually good, but, I think I'm more of a Denny's guy when it comes down to it. Denny's, you can get a real good smoothie. You can get some good stuff there at Denny's. IHOP, they just have omelets. Sometimes I'm looking for more than just an omelet. I don't want just a plain egg night. I want smoothies and hot wings and, you know, spaghetti. So I think I'm a Denny's guy. I think we'll have to change whatever that rumor is, but I'm an all Denny's guy.
Caleb, what do you do for the late night munchies?
I do enjoy Denny's, but I've always been a Waffle House guy. 24/7, 365. It's always got the best company there, too.
Stephanie for Steel Chair Magazine again. My question is for Caleb. It's one of the questions I love to ask on media call. And I asked Trevor a few months ago. For what I saw, you made your first steps in UK, wrestling in UK a few months ago. Maybe I'm wrong, but I want to have your opinion on the British wrestling scene and the fans. And thank you again.
I wrestled for Southside Wrestling in the springtime. I really liked it. I met a whole bunch of new guys that I'd never seen wrestle before. I've seen a couple of them since then come over and wrestle in the States. I had a fun time there. All the fans were excellent. I can't wait to go back. I mean, next time it needs to be me and Trevor together because, I mean, I'm really missing.
Oh, Caleb, we would tear England apart. Get that booked.
Hey, Mr. from Sportskeeda again. So I had a chance to speak to Scott DeMar recently, and I asked him about the homegrown talents that he planned to push as executive vice president. The first name he mentioned was Trevor Lee, and he also said that it's not fair to call you an X Division star because you wrestle for the X Division, but you're capable of competing with the heavyweights as well. Is that something you're looking to do?
Well, I mean, I didn't even have to say it this time. What have I been preaching this whole time? Yeah, I'm the greatest X Division guy, but I'm also the greatest guy. Like I said, no one can do what I can do, but I can do everything that they can do. Hard work can get you a lot of things, but hard work will never beat someone with talent that has that same hard work. Trevor Lee is going to rise to the top, and Scott DeBoer already said it.
Guys, I know you had limited time today. We're very appreciative of your time. We'll wrap it up with just a couple more questions for you.
BQ here from the Impact Lounge again. We know Trevor Lee's pedigree. What are the goals for Caleb Conley in Impact Wrestling?
Well, the goals are to make sure that Trevor does exactly what he wants to do 24/7, all the time. I'm here for Trevor, no matter what. And whatever he says goes. So that's my goal.
And, you know, honestly, I could see Caleb Conley as a future X Division champion. And I think Caleb would be an excellent X Division champion. But that'll also be the time that Trevor Lee is the world champion.
Fair enough.
Hey guys, it's James from the Wrestling Epicenter. This question is for both of you. With the announcement a few weeks ago of the new people in charge of the direction of Impact Wrestling, wanted to know if you guys think the X Division will return to prominence as it was in the early days, the asylum years of Impact.
I think you're saying that the X Division isn't what you're saying.
You kind of just slapped me right
in
the face.
I think it's better.
No offense was intended. Sorry, guys.
You definitely just got me right in the face with that one. Yeah, the X Division could be more prominent. What does that mean? I mean, are you asking for longer matches? Because, honestly, these guys can't handle longer matches against Trevor Lee. These guys can't handle those type of situations against me. I'm sorry that I go out there and I get it done in the time that it happens. I can't help that. I'm just there to try to get it done as quick as possible and make as much money as possible. And that's what's been happening. X Division's been fine. X Division's been fine.
Hey, what's up, Liz? Teddy Long. Hey, for all your pro wrestling news, all you've got to do is go to Gehrig.net. That's right. For all your pro wrestling news, go to Gehrig.net. And they have been number one since 1997. Now, that's a long time, players. That means it's a lot of credibility. Holla.
Hey, guys. This is Greg Matthews with HiddenRoad.com again. My question for you would be, with 2017 having been a landmark year for the X Division, is there anyone else you would like to see brought into the company for the X Division, and how else can the X Division continue to raise the bar in 2018?
Yeah, there's guys that maybe I would like to work with. You know, the big stars of the names that you guys know. Yeah, I'd like to have maybe some of those guys in, but only to just continue to prove that I'm better than those guys. You know, the Ricochets and the Will Ospreys and the Kenny Omegas and the Young Bucks. All those guys. I'd love to have all those guys in. But just so you can see that they're second tier. They're not a Trevor Lee.
Stephanie from Future Magazine again. When I had a chance to talk to Trevor not so long ago, we talked about this 105 minutes match that, in a way, was a big pickle in your career. And not so long ago, with Sam Gallion, we were talking about alcohol. Do you think something, spicy sauce like alcohol or things like that, that impacts? Could make impact special in any way, and I want to happy holidays, of course. So, do you think that the alcohol or other things can bring impact to another level? Thank you.
Maybe 105 minutes. I don't think we have 105 minutes with commercial breaks. So can't do that on TV. That's a lot. That's a lot to watch. It happened one time, and that's it. You know, it's a special one-time thing, I guess. As for hardcore matches, you don't want to see Trevor Lee in no hardcore matches. Trevor Lee just wants to have wrestling matches. Trevor Lee just wants to get it done and get it out of there. I went 105 minutes one time in my career. I'm done with that. I'm on to the next thing. I've learned from better. I just want 6 minutes in and out. I'm sure Caleb agrees with that as well.
Absolutely. I don't want to spend 105 minutes doing anything.
Caleb may actually like the hardcore. He gets wild.
Trevor, if you want me to do hardcore, just say the word. I'll do it.
Caleb's the working man for the people.
Hey guys, Ryan Bowman from thegorillaposition.com. You mentioned possible prospective members that might be out there for the Cult of Lee. So my question in closing is, what does it take to be a part of the Cult of Lee, and what factors would you look for that really set people apart? And you guys have a great day and a happy holiday.
What are the factors to join? It's actually quite simple. You have to have something to bring to the table. You have to have something that helps me, so then I can help you. That's what this all is we're helping each other. But in order to do that, I have to be helped first. This isn't a democracy. We're not voting on stuff. All right? So anybody that's fine with that, and anybody that gets a part of that and understands that that is ultimately going to hell, and pulls that ego back and looks at the brighter picture and looks at the fact that, hey, this is all I need. I don't have to be the top. I just have to be content. Do you want to be a star, or do you want to survive? And that's what this comes to. So, you know, it's very simple. It's very easy.
Alrighty, guys. I know, as I said, your time was limited. You told me in advance. We'll wrap it up with that. I'll open it up to Caleb first for a final thought heading into the end of the year. Holidays, New Year, then we're back in Orlando on January 10th. Final thoughts?
Right now, just focusing on getting through the Christmas season, making sure that Trevor's happy, make sure all his presents are wrapped, everything's nice. As soon as January 1st hits, back to business. January 10th, we're back in Orlando. And if you thought 2017 was good for the Colts Elite, you just don't just wait for 2018. We're taking over.
We'll go to the mastermind for the final thought. Trevor, wrap us up as we end today's teleconference.
Good one, Caleb. Now, January 10th, we are back in Orlando, but unlike Caleb Conley, and the reason that the name is after me, is January 1st, that'll just be another day. Trevor Lee's not going to stop grinding. Trevor Lee's not going to stop being that champion. Trevor Lee is going to continue to be at the top. And when we come back in January in Orlando, Daddy's going to be walking in on top of the world. New year, new me. That's what they say. But I don't have to say that because I'm already Trevor Lee. And together, me and Caleb are Trevor.
All righty. Well, guys, thank you so much. Media, I appreciate your time very much as well. And we will not have a teleconference next week, but early January, I believe it will be January 3rd or 4th, we are coming back with a blockbuster teleconference, a two-person teleconference that I guarantee you will want to listen to and participate in. So stay tuned for that. And, again, I appreciate your time. Trevor, Caleb, you guys have a great holiday season. Don't do anything too wild and crazy on the new year. And we'll see you down in Orlando.
All right. Thank you, Ross.
Thank you, Ross.
Hey, what's up, players? This is Teddy Long. And if you want to look like a true player, then you need to get yourself a Gurick Report Podcast T-shirt. That's right. Get yourself the Gurick Report Podcast T-shirt, the same one that I'm wearing and sporting and looking good in it each and every day. And if you want to get one of them, all you got to do is go to Pro Wrestling Tees. That's ProWrestlingTees.com/Gurick. ProWrestlingTees.com/Gurick. Get your T-shirt today, and you can look as pretty as me. Holla.